Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening and welcome back to Seeing of the Divine, Level 5, Session 5. But it's June 9th, not the 5th, so there you go. That messed us up, huh? Of course, we're all very aware of the crazy chaos that's affecting the world these days, and we do need to understand that we are in a multi-level transformational time. Changes, as we know, is often very messy. Everyone will have different opinions as well as reactions. As always, we will get through this in greater ease when we stay positive and see a bigger picture of what humanity can create. We know that lots of groups have their own personal agendas. And of course, as a collective consciousness, our duty is specifically directed. We are to hold the fifth light template and the element of love and transmit it continually. Now, we need to stay on course, no matter what outside influences show us. We have to keep our own direction of positive thoughts, our light shining brightly, and faith in humanity in front of us at all times. Always forward, never back. We are still waiting now to put out the registration for the Crystal Conference. Arkansas is only in the first stage of their opening up procedure. At the present time, hotels and restaurants can only have 30% occupancy with social distancing at 10 feet. Hopefully they will remove that soon. If we don't have change soon, we may have to reschedule for a later date, but we'll wait and worry about that when it happens. And, of course, we will keep you updated. And as we know something, you'll know a lot. All we can ask for is that you please keep the dates open, starting October 1st through the 5th. Of course, now tonight, we will open with a centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a short review of our last session. A teaching session with the triad of Metatron, Michael, and
Melchizedek.
Oh, where did that? Oh, I forgot. Boy, he's going to be mad at me. Anyway, the triad of Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, as well as Yeshua. And they will finish off the evening with the teachings. So, let's all take a deep breath and assist John in bringing forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. This evening, I come in a fuller iteration of the realm, the office of Gabriel, not just as an archangel. This is really indicative of the processes that will begin to be unfolded in the next three sessions. So as a more complete iteration of that office of Gabriel, I come shining ever brightly, the divine light of Source in its more magnificent, radiant expression. In this larger iteration of the office of Gabriel, it provides an energetic formatting for what is to come from the realms of the Godhead through many auspicious beings of light, such as the triad of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek, each one expressing the magnitude of the Godhead position that they hold. So you are supported in the heavenly realms of Source on a much greater magnitude through the holographic expression of the divine image, but also the divine similitude. So, if you will take a deep breath, become very centered in your sacred heart center. Be aware of your light body. Fully expressing the first light body iteration that you are now capable of holding fully and completely because of the imprints of the divine names of the all that is, the Yod, the He, the Vav, the A, and the light garment that you now wear imprinted with that sacred name. So you are a fuller expression of your divinity at this very moment. Acknowledge that. Know that. For you are that. Now, as you have raised your frequency of light to a fuller expression of the sixth, fully incorporated in that energetic of your divinity in the seventh dimension, and expressing it through your light body, begin to enter your Merkaba vehicle. Command the Merkaba vehicle to begin operating in its fullest expression. Now, in your full, glorious, divine expression, file in one by one. Take your seat in our crucible of light. Acknowledging all members of our crucible, the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Ascended Masters, the Archangelic Realm, the Syrian Angelic League of Light, the Pleiadian Consortium, and the Arcturian Collective, all present. You bow to them, they bow to you, acknowledging the importance of your presence and what you are now in the process of accomplishing, resurrecting humanity into its Christed iteration. Bringing forth and resurrecting a Christed planet. You are fully supported in all realms of the Godhead, each contributing to the resurrecting of the Christed image. So now that you are seated in your full illustrious garment of light, reflecting a seventh dimensional state of consciousness, light, and energetic completeness, let us begin our meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel. As always, you have the perfect words to lead us into creating our highest expression, receive the teachings of the evening and with our family. Now, for a brief review of our previous three sessions. First of all, the first teaching session presented and energetically embedded the divine name of Source, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yeshua also talked about the light body and helped us receive the first level of our light garment that was also embedded with a sacred name, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the triadic configuration of the Lords of Light, Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek, were present to witness the transformation process that we were being taught. Now, secondly, we were presented by both the triadic configuration of the Lords of Light as well as Yeshua. The Lords of Light came in a massive and powerful hologram. They discussed the power of this triad as it emanates from the source of all that is. They talked about the Oversoul, the Oversoul, and the Christed Oversoul. Yeshua taught about forgiveness and the Yod spectrum of forgiveness. He spoke of how the spectrum removes the energetic cords that keep us in judgment and guilt. Now, thirdly, that session was orchestrated by Lord Melchizedek and Yeshua. Lord Melchizedek talked about how the new light codes emblazoned in our spiritual body, in our energetic body, and in our light garment, removes the overwhelming influence of the fallen hierarchies that dominate the third dimensional sequence of time in 12 different sequences. He told us that the trajectory of our ascension path had been permanently altered. Now, Yeshua also taught us the sacred light code of the Elohim, Zama Zama, Ozo Rakama, Oza. He told us that we now have access to the use of the seventh ray of creation. When we leave the body, we must use this light and sound code as we enter the seventh ray. As you can tell, it was quite a session, and we just wanted to make sure that we reviewed that for you. Now, let's all take a deep breath and welcome the triad of Metatron, Melchizedek, Michael, as well as Yeshua.
As you can tell, in the way in which the energetics were set for this evening, it was quite indicative of this next teaching session, which will be orchestrated by the Lords of Light, as well as Yeshua. So before we get started, and I open the channel to receive the triad, I'd like to give you a little bit of history before we begin. I'd like to talk about how detrimental that Nicene conference was in the 300, about 300 years after Yeshua ascended. That was so many books, so many sacred writings were eliminated. And one of the writings that was so crucially damaged and contributed to the downfall of the consciousness of humans was the removal and the reorganization of that very holy triadic configuration of Source, which is God the Father. And in the Western technology, it was organized at that council meeting to say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because they did not fully comprehend. They were coming from states of ego brought through the lineages of the Roman occupation. They exemplified Yeshua as that human iteration of the Son of God and then raised him up to the level of God. He is the Son of God, just as we are the son and daughters of the all that is, the image of Source. But the Eastern technology was able to keep it intact somewhat, and that was represented by the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of Source. So I thought you needed a reference point to what is to we are going to proceed with through the Lords of Light and through Yeshua's experience, because there was so much confusion over the years when they made the Holy Spirit masculine. And there was confusion. It was a mysterious part of that triad or that holy trinity. It was very mysterious to so many who could not embody that. Although it was often talked about that the Holy Spirit brought gifts, very many spiritual gifts for us that we could use and receive. But yet we didn't understand fully that Holy Spirit. So with that, give me a moment and we will begin. Greetings, beloveds. It is the triadic configuration of the Lords of Light, Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek, each sharing an iteration of our divine power and iteration as we sit at the Godhead. Tonight, we'd like to talk about unity, unity consciousness. And many are confused by that, as well as the Holy Spirit. Unity consciousness cannot be had until the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, Daughter, of the all that is, the full expression that takes place in the realm of Source through the human expression as well as the divine. So it is in that unity understanding of the Holy Trinity that you begin to grasp gradually your unity that is never separated from the divine, from that Holy Trinity expression. Now, there are parts of that that are still remain a mystery, because the human brain, even though the neurology has been upgraded substantially, still cannot process completely the concepts and the energetics of the Holy Trinity. It is so massive. But these next three sessions will focus on that unity. It will focus specifically on your ability to move into that unified expression. You were never destined to be separate. You were destined to be complete and in unity and love, a full expression, not only of your divine image, but express fully and completely the similitude of that Holy Trinity. Now you may ask, what is the similitude? Well, the similitude is the full expression of the Godhead, the full power of that Godhead, the all that is, and all of the creative energetics and light that are reflected within that Holy Trinity. So you have experienced many teachings that upgraded the consciousness of your body, that has upgraded substantially your third dimensional body, bringing it very slowly into that fifth dimensional iteration. So some kind of reception, not understanding, but experience of that Holy Trinity in a fuller expression can be gained. And therefore, you can recoup through the unity of that Holy Trinity and of you as the son and daughter of Source, of the Father, of the Holy Spirit. You can recoup not only a subtle awareness of that, but an experience of that within the unity. And yes, part of that unity is the element of love, of course. But through all of this, through these next three teachings, you will be guided to go back into some of the teachings of the first three sessions, using your light garment to its fullest expression, using that center column, the channel, and all of the sacredness of the names of Source that are operating within that center column of your body, bringing the body into a fuller expression of the divine, bringing forth an opportunity to recoup that energetic similitude of the source of your being in a physical representation as the son, daughter of God. The other part of that is that yod spectrum, which alters and helps the body recoup a fuller expression at that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional level. It awakens a consciousness within you of your divinity. And a most important expression is that yod spectrum of forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self. But within that forgiveness, beloveds, is repentance for falling under the mesmerization effects of the fallen concepts of the hierarchies of the underworld, the archons, falling into that maya, the illusion of the physical world. Repentance, not specifically because you are evil, but because these hierarchies took power over you and removed some of your light so that you could not function in the fullness of your similitude as well as your image. And that is all being changed now. So it was important that Gabriel come in that vast light iteration. Yeshua couldn't descend into that underworld of the archons and limit their effects on the human consciousness alone. He went there with the full, complete iteration of that light energy of Gabriel. Sound that Gabriel office of resurrection provides through his trumpet eliminates a lot of energy of those higher archons from going outside of that third dimensional encasement through the sound codes, through the light codes. And the League of Michael that comes in the fullness of a Lord of Light, protecting that divine image and similitude through its fuller expression, protecting the integrity and the purity of that source light, as well as Yeshua, who also came from the Godhead realms of light, but had to leave that image in the last vestiges of a dimensional sequence. But they were recouped prior to and after the crucifixion so that he could enter on the third day in the tomb into that underworld and alter the effects of those archons. So this is all a precursor now to entering a teaching about spirit, your spiritual body, your spirit, the merging of the perfection of who you were created in the image and similitude of the Father, the source of all that is. You were created in that image in perfection. And that is your spirit. And then spirit, your spirit, took on an individual expression of that divine image and similitude in an iteration of a soul so that you could help in these transformative times, this particular iteration. You have used several soul iterations in the course of experiencing separation and unity, coming back together in unity, experiencing life on planet Earth, experiencing life before the fall of consciousness, experience life after that fall. So in this session, we want to begin to bring the spirit and the soul into a fuller, merged expression through this holy trinity of the divine similitude, the Father, the Holy Spirit, which is expressed through the divine Shekinah, or Shekinah, of the rising of the feminine aspect, the feminine face of God, the feminine face of the Father. And then through the divine iteration of the Christ and Son, daughter of the Father, that expression brings into form through the Shekinah energy of the divine feminine that was devoured by the overcoming of a fallen masculine power orchestrated through the archon realms of the underworld to mesmerize you into the power of the fallen realm. So that is being altered. These are great transformative times. All of the alignments in the astrological field this month, this particular month, are to bring about that change. In the last conference that we participated with you fully in that conference, something quite wonderful happened in that conference. In that, when you retrieved an iteration of that seventh dimensional light template, which is a variation of the element of love, you were taken to the temple of transparency. And this was necessary. You needed to reawake your consciousness to this particular form of non-form. And that's confusing. But it is about the energetics in that temple of transparency where nothing can be hidden nor is hidden from you, as you are the divine expression of the Christed Son, daughter of the Father and of the Holy Spirit Shekinah. So it takes the presence of the Shekinah energy to bring about a fuller iteration of the feminine face of God, the Father. That consciousness, that creative massive consciousness that creates all things, both in the realms of form and non-form, has many faces and iterations that are seen in that unity of the divine and holy trinity expression of the Father, the dynamic, the creator of all things, the power, the force of that creation that brings into all realms, whether they be of form or non-form, of energetic expressions of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit, which brings about many gifts that have to be received through that Shekinah energy, the energy of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, which is an iteration that is brought into the form of the son and daughter of that Christed image. And you have been aware of those gifts, and you have desired to hold those gifts for yourself. And now that is possible, as you are joined in that unity of the holy divine expression of the Trinity. That unification has to take place in the spirit body first before it can be transmitted and transferred through the coming together and merging of the soul with the spirit of you, the Christed spirit of you, and that soul individual iteration. That merging and unity with not only your divine image, but the similitude. It's the similitude that is being recovered through that Holy Spirit Shekinah, through the feminine face of God, the creatress, the holder of the element of love that is used in creation, whether it be in form or not form, through face of the Father. So often Yeshua talked about my Father and I are one, because there was such distortion in the Father and Mother, the Holy Spirit, at that time. He had to use the languaging of the times for him so he could be understood at whatever level that it could be taken in. And he often said, if you have ears to hear, hear what I say. It was not so much in the languaging, but was in the energetics that he projected so they could briefly get not an understanding, but a feel of that, not only the image, but the similitude, the energetics that come through that Holy Trinity, through the Father image, through the Holy Spirit feminine image, and through the Son, the Christed Son, daughter, that presents itself through the spirit body, merged with the soul. So all things are affected in the realms of the earth. There is a lot of chaos now because of these alignments, bringing forth that transparency. And many who are not educated as you are, who are not prepared, are in a lot of anguish. They are in anger, and they are unaware of what is to come. So there is great fear. Much change is about to occur within the next, this year especially, is going to be a very chaotic year, as all transparency is being shown to every person embodied in a human body, whether they are ready or not, and many are not. So, at this time, we would like to step back now, not only as witness, but in full participation with Yeshua as the Christed Son of the Father and the Holy Spirit. We form a quadratic union that we spoke to you of in the conference on Sunday morning. Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, and Yeshua. And this quadratic configuration will be altered from time to time with many different expressions of that divine similitude, as well as the divine image. So let us provide the avenue for the expression of this quadratic union and Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am most honored to be part of this quadratic configuration of the Lords of Light. I come forth from my place at the Godhead in the power of the Christ. And I bring forth that Christed image and similitude through a spectrum of the Yod spectrum. This spectrum enlightens you further, awakens the over-self, the over-soul, and most importantly, the Christed over-soul. This is what I bring to you now. I bring to you that similitude through the Father and the Holy Spirit Shekinah, the feminine face of God, the Father, and through my iteration as the Christed Son. But understand, you too are that Christed Son and Daughter of the holy image and similitude. This is being brought together in its fullness at this moment through this quadratic configuration of the Lords of Light, who disperse not only light, but energetic configurations as humans are ready to receive. So in this fuller expression, through the Holy Spirit Shekinah, the fullness begins to emerge, first through the higher mind, which sits in the crown, that holy crown of yours, where that lotus, magenta lotus, sits vibrating in its crystalline form, the crystalline form of the divine image and similitude. And that higher mind receives that energetic massiveness first. And then it awakens a level of the over-self consciousness of the Spirit. Of the Christed Son, Daughter. It is further brought into the Oversoul, where the Oversoul is changed through the merging of that iteration of your soul, that individual creative divine image and similitude of the Father and the Holy Spirit being the Christed Son, Daughter. And then, from there, the Christed Oversoul is awakened through the presence of that united function of the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christed Son and Daughter of Light. This is not for you to understand the concepts. It is to begin to receive through through that crown center, the full complexity of the energetics of the similitude, the unified field of the source of your being and the iteration of the Holy Trinity that includes you. You are charged with receiving the energetics of that similitude, for they have been retrieved at this very moment through that quadratic expression of Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, and myself. So it's in the willingness to receive that you will go forth transmitting that light, not only in the element of love and the fifth element of light, but in the full complexity of the Father, the Holy Spirit, Shekinah, and the Christed Son, daughter, in that full expression of the image and similitude of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christed Son. This is what is being received now through the crown of each and every one of you. It is part of the complexity of you and is brought about through your imprinting of receiving the holy sacred names of Yod, He, Vav, He, and the beautiful light garment, that first iteration of light garment that brings you more stably into a fuller expression of your divinity, your image, your similitude as a Christed being of light. This Yod spectrum that is now upon you helps you become that vehicle in its fullest expression. This Yod spectrum awakens the Christed Oversoul in every aspect, which is in itself quite a mystery to some. But that Christed Oversoul is not just a soul image. It is the image and similitude of the fullness of the Spirit of the Christed One. You are being initiated and anointed by that Holy Spirit Shekinah into that realm of the Christed being, the Christed light. So take a deep breath this very moment to receive what is lovingly bestowed on you, the return of your similitude as the Christed Son in that beautiful Holy Trinity. This initiation is the second initiation, or the second baptism. The first baptism was the baptism of water. It too had a divine expression of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, feminine expression, the feminine face of the Father. It was important because it began to awaken your consciousness of who you were as that divine image. And now that you are taking on this second initiation, the second baptism, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, This is the baptism that was given to my disciples as I remained with them in my light body and was indicatively shown to them through the flames over their crown. Take a deep breath. You are well prepared, beloved, to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. Receive it now in its full expression of the divine similitude through the Holy Spirit Shekinah that not only expresses the feminine face of God, but retrieves now that divine masculine. So the divine masculine is also resurrected and merged in the spirit of you. Is merged in that divinity of you, the divine similitude energetic of a complete functioning of that beautiful, beautiful emanation of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christed Son, daughter. Receive now the baptism of that Holy Spirit and receive the similitude and unified expression of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christed Son, daughter, that you are. Take a deep breath as you receive its full, complete baptism, receiving the full similitude, energetic of the all that is. Sit in the glory of your magnificence. Sit in the memory of your Christed image. Sit in the full complement of the unification of that Holy Trinity, of which you are now united energetically, conceptually, completely whole and complete. We remain with you throughout the night. So this baptism, this initiation, will not be disturbed, and the fullness can be absorbed throughout the night. The office of Gabriel, the League of Michael, will remain with you to support you so nothing is disturbed as you integrate this baptism of the Holy Spirit. We sit in a unity. Together in complete unified expression of the Godhead. Take a deep breath in this unified expression of you as divine, created in the image and similitude of the all that is, in its full expression. Sit in the crucible for as long as you like, being supported by all members who stand in joy repeating the Alleluias in grand chorus. They are in great joy for what they have witnessed at this moment. So when you take your leave, know that this quadratic expression of the Lords of Light will be with you. So nothing is disturbed until its full integration occurs. and then you stand in your power as the Christ, the Anointed One. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.